Let us pray. For the gift of this day, Lord, this beautiful winter day, for the joy that it brings, for the challenge that it brings, let us rejoice and be glad in it. For warm places to live, pillows to lay our heads on at night, for coats and mittens and food to eat and clothes to wear, we give you thanks. Help us to know deep in our hearts, Lord, that we need not do or be anything other than you have created us to be. Help us to work hard, to care deeply, and then to rest. To take the Sabbath you want so greatly for us that you commanded us to take a break. And now let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys a question. And I'd like you to think on this question throughout your week. Just think on it as the ebb and the flow of a typical week in your life passes. And think on this question. And the question is, are you feeling parched? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Think on that thought and remember that God is with you and guiding you and helping you to solve that problem if you would like God to. Are you overwhelmed? Is your message light blinking, your inbox overflowing? Are you caring for more people than you can remember the names of? And is your to-do list longer than the 95 thesis? Do you owe everyone and everything a call, an appointment, an assignment, or a conversation? Are your friends and your family constantly getting the short end of the stick? Because by the time you actually see them, you simply have nothing left to give. In other words, are you parched? Wanting, needing, craving, yet ignoring God's life-giving command to us to rest? If so, this is not at all what God envisions for our lives. God has given us this one beautiful life to live, and wants us to, no, actually commands us to rest, to take a break, to have Sabbath. When was the last time that you had Sabbath? Really had Sabbath? That you felt refreshed? You know that glorious feeling when you crawl into bed at night and with a great big sigh think, I've done all that I could do today. I tried my very best to be the person that God wants me to be. And now I turn all my worries and my cares over to the care of God, knowing that God's got this. Peacefully falling asleep and then waking the next morning excited about what's to come. Has it been a while? If God rested on the seventh day, surely we can too. Come to me, all ye that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. The Israelites, the people, they too were parched. As you heard Pastor Callan read a moment ago, they had been wandering the desert for years and years, enslaved. Their lives were not at all their own. Is anyone old enough to remember the movie The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston? Charlton Heston and all the people were slaving away day in and day out, year in and year out, until they died. ordered by the Pharaoh to work harder, to make more bricks. Entire lives came and went without joy or refreshment or Sabbath. God put an end to that misery then, just as God wants to put an end today to our overscheduled, overworked, overstressed lives. When Moses wanders up Mount Sinai, in the midst of fire and smoke, these words come, God giving us this life-giving command, these words to live by that would give us back our lives today just as they did the Israelites way back then. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Theologian Walter Brueggemann writes in his book, Sabbath as Resistance, saying no to the culture of now. How strange that God uses the most airtime at the mountain on the Sabbath command. This divine utterance must have come as a shock to the listening Israelites. There had been no Sabbath up until that time, no work stoppage. No work stoppage for the slaves because they had to gather straw during their time off, and no work stoppage of anyone in the whole Egyptian system because frantic productivity drove the entire system. Sound familiar? And now Yahweh nullifies the entire system of anxious production. They are invited to the awareness that life does not exist in frantic production and consumption that reduces everyone else in your neighborhood to threat and to competitor. Wow. God is saying, you are no longer slave, but you are free to enjoy this one life I've given you. When all we do is work, we have no life in our lives. Brueggemann continues, perhaps someone would ask for a basis for work stoppage that contradicts the core enterprise of the economic rat race. Yahweh, God, at the mountain, anticipates such a question and answers, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, but rested on the seventh day. God rested. God did not come and check on creation in anxiety to make sure that everything was working as God intended. God knew that the world would hold, that the plants would perform, and that the birds and the bees and the fish and the beasts of the field would prosper. God is not a workaholic. Rest as your Creator did. Are you parched? Wanting, needing, craving, yet ignoring God's life-giving command to rest. In the movie Joe versus the Volcano, Tom Hanks' character Joe is stuck in a life-sucking job with an impossible-to-please boss. Joyless, listless, and chronically sick, he lays his head on a desk and stares at this swinging light bulb, which, like him, is flickering its way to death. He's shortly diagnosed by a con artist out for money with brain cloud. And thinking he has nothing left to give, Joe offers to jump into a volcano to please the island gods, and that way the con artist will get his money too. His path crosses with Meg Ryan character, Patricia. En route to the island, a typhoon hits, Patricia gets knocked unconscious and falls overboard, and Joe jumps in to save her. Lightning strikes, the boat is destroyed, and the two are stranded at sea, floating on a raft, Patricia unconscious. Running out of water, filled with goodness and love, Joe gives Patricia the very droplets of the remaining water that he needs to stay alive. Parched and delirious from thirst, he has a revelation that God wants him to be happy, that God wants him to enjoy this one incredible life that we have been given, that he's more than an employee, more than a body that can produce, more than a pawn in someone else's game, but someone worthy of life and of love and of happiness. When was the last time that you had Sabbath, really had Sabbath, that you felt refreshed? You know that glorious feeling when you crawl into bed at night and with a big sigh think, ah, I've done all that I can do today. I've tried my very best to be who God wants me to be. And now I turn my worries over to the care of God because God's got this. Peacefully falling asleep and then waking the next morning excited about what is to come. Has it been a while? We are parched. We need God. Like Joe, we're all floating on a sea of life, really, willingly or unwillingly, working ourselves silly, giving our days and nights over to the modern day pharaohs. The social media posts that make us think that everyone else has it going on but us. The fears over filling up the perfect college application. The people we work with who are fighting their own fights. The insecure voices within that tell us to work harder, to practice more, to be better, to push, to win, to succeed. And all to be what? What they want us to be? When all along God's life-giving stream of cool, clear water begs us to slow down, to follow God's voice in our hearts of what life should and can be. Are you parched? Wanting, needing, craving, yet ignoring God's life-giving command to rest? God says, you are no longer a slave, but free, free to join this one amazing life. Turn away from the pharaohs of your life and turn to God. There is healing in Sabbath. Come to me, all ye that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Amen.